doing the Chazon Ish Emuna uBitachon. And the Chazon Ish had been describing how there is an order in the world. When you look at the way the human being was formed, when you look at different things in the world, you have to recognize there is an order here. So he's continuing in the fourth section of the first chapter. Until now we described the need for eyes, for ears, for hands, for fingers, for feet, for mobility. Now he says, look at the one who fashioned this world. He recognized that things are not going to run the way they should if there isn't capacity for communication between people. In a world where everyone is deaf and mute, has no value. Nothing good can come out of such a world, and better leave the world desolate than create a world where people cannot communicate. So God created a special machine with which human beings can communicate. It's a machine that produces all kinds of weird sounds. We call that machine the mouth. Corresponding to the mouth, God created another machine, a receptor, that reacts to every sound. And we speak about that machine, we call it the ear. And using those two machines, the mouth and the ear, God created a third thing, which is the language with which human beings connect. And here we have the creation of man. The creation of man is that capacity to speak. The active soul is that soul which can act through its speech. What benefit is it to man if he has a language and he has the capacity to hear and the capacity to speak, but he still lacks the intellect and understanding? If he's like any other animal, so he can talk, but he's still going to be like an ox eating grass. But God obviously wanted to create a being, a human being, that has wisdom, that has intellect in this world. Now man has the responsibility to master nature, to master what's within creation. So God planted the root of wisdom and the root of knowledge in his mind and in his heart. So man has the capacity to understand and to perceive and to synthesize and digest and comprehend everything he sees. We look around and we constantly try to understand. You know, that was one of the hardships when they built the rover, when they built the Curiosity for Mars. So one of the difficulties was that a machine can only do what it's taught. Take the smallest bug, and if the bug keeps flying again and again into the glass window, eventually it figures out how to get around the glass window. But it learns new things because it perceives things in nature and then learns to get around them. A machine will repeat the same function over and over and over again. It's never going to figure out a new way to do things. It can't figure out new. It can figure out more of what you did. As far as I understand. If you have different ways.
There's a lot of advancement in artificial intelligence thing. Machine learning.
Yeah,
I hear. Okay.
ואומנם מי ששכלו חד וחריף ויכול להיחלץ משטף החיים הגשמיים ולהתרומם במחשבתו מעל כל הקיים בעולמו.
But whoever has a sharp mind and he can escape from that torrent of the physical life, and he can uplift himself through his thoughts beyond all the mundane in the world, and he could look at the world from above, so to speak. Meaning, there are two approaches. There's an approach to life where you can be looking as an outsider. Viktor Frankl, anyone? Yeah? If a person would only take a step back and look into the world, he would realize that this concept that a human being of physical form has that amazing thing called intellect, I can understand that we have a body. I can understand that we're physical. But that we have this tremendous thing called intellect, that's one of the great riddles of life. And a person feels like, I want to understand. I don't know if you guys ever thought about it, but if you stop and think, then you realize that you don't really understand what it is that's doing the thinking. We don't understand ourselves. Meaning, we're so accustomed, yes, this is me and I talk and I think, but what is I? What is it that does this process of thinking? So we call it a soul, but as much as we try to understand, we don't even understand our own thought. So if you only take a step back or a step out of the system and look back into the system, you realize, I don't understand what's going on here. I don't understand what is it within me that doesn't understand, right? What is it that's doing the thinking in the human being? It's beyond us. Odigdal machazeh ploot hatapuchot hitapchut asechel habilti mugdar b'musagei haguf ein lo orech v'lo rochav. There's another thing that we don't understand. We look at the mind and we see that thought is not measured by length or width. V'lo yaldut v'lo zikna. It's not measured by youth or age. Legeshem ezrach v'yoto ha'adam olel gam sichlo b'vchina zot. It's interesting. You look at a person when he's a child. So you say he has the mind of a child. V'kasher hayeld olech v'gadel gam sichlo gadel imo. So as the child grows, his mind develops. Do we really understand what's happening there? Why is it? What's developing in the mind? A lot of things, a lot of processes within that mind. But what's happening? How's the intellect growing? This whole concept of knowledge and wisdom and understanding is something that's so amazing. They are the gift that was given to man, the foundations of man. Man was given this foundation to build upon, but this is a phenomenal gift, which if you only take a step back, you realize, hey, there's something going on here. So yes, we say there's a mind and there's a memory. And there's we work with all of that, but at the end of the day, there's a tremendous development here that's not measured in width and length, and yet there is tremendous capacity there. So the Chazon Ish says, in this chapter he said we should take note that God gave us the capacity for communication. That's the second. That's the first point of order. He said, if you look at the world, you realize there's an order. There was a plan. So yes, we were given capacity to speak and hear. And secondly, he says, we were given intellect, which is something that's beyond us. We know some of the system. We know about the neurotransmitters, and we know about the folds within the mind that allow for more surface space. And at the end of the day, we still don't understand what it is that is life, or what it is that's doing the thinking and understanding, and that keeps growing, and that keeps retaining all that information. We don't understand it yet, but we do see that order in which God planted that in man, gave him that foundation to build upon.